man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies.
Welcome to the show, folks.
And we can skin a buck.
That being the Trump Phenomenon radio show, Sunday edition. Here we are, 2 hours together, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. I'm James Kelso, your host. And you're welcome to get on the air yourself at 800-313-9443. Here on, I know it's August. I know it's 2020. 23rd. There we go. With a little help from the engineer, there's nothing you can't do. August 23rd, day before the commencement of the Republican National Convention, which will be very exciting with Donald Trump speaking every night. Ooh, I'm liking that. It's going to be glorious, of course, but it's perfect in its timing. 1 week after the Democrat dumpster fire of a convention, which everybody gagged on that Democrat convention. We might talk a little bit about that. You might pick out some of your favorite low moments in the, President Barack Obama. He went high, all right. Oh, when they go low, we go high. Oh, yes, Michelle, your husband was down there in the gutter. He was down there in the, he was low. Hey, wait a minute. I got a song for Barack Obama. Hang on. I got a song for Barack Obama. It's coming up right here. Let's see how fast we can do this stuff. All righty, here we go. Let's see. I'm not as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. Let's just test that theory out here. Okay. All right, let's see. I've got a song for Barack Obama, and here it is. How low can you go? Let's just see here.
Lyman Kugel, Summer Shanty.
Hang on. This is amateur production here. How low can you go, Barack? Hey, it's Chubby Checker.
Every limbo boy and girl, all around the limbo
world.
Gonna do the limbo rock all around
the limbo clock.
Jack be limbo,
Jack be quick.
Jack go
under limbo stick.
All around the limbo clock. Now, hey, let's
do the limbo rock.
Ha 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 ha. Limbo lower now.
Limbo lower.
Limbo lower now.
Lower.
How low can you go?
How low can you go?
She spread the limbo feet. Then you move the
limbo feet.
limbo ankle, limbo knee, bend back like a limbo tree. Jack be limbo,
Jack be quick, Jack go under limbo stick.
All around the limbo clock, hey, let's do the limbo rock.
How low can you go, Barack? Well, we found out he can go lower. And in fact, he did go lower when he attempted the worst crime in American history, the coup d'etat against candidate, then President Donald Trump. But he went low again. And of course, how do you know that Michelle and Barack are lying? Well, their lips are moving and they're not capable of telling the truth. So that was fun. But now I've got a treat for you here in today's show. That's even better than that one. And the engineer sent me a graphic of the Democratic National Convention, and it's great. Somewhere in some flood, somebody's cabin was floating down the flood. But it's a dumpster. It's a dumpster that's floating down the flood, and it's on fire. So it's moving down through the flood and it's blazing with fire. That's the Democrat National Committee. There you go. Thank you, engineer. I'm going to bring this treat in for you here. Maybe you're aware of this. If you're not, you're going to be thanking me for this and you're going to get your money's worth here on your price of admission on this show. Let me find it out. Here it is. Okay. The name. Remember this name. Giuseppe Trotti. Giuseppe Trotti. Trito. I made that mistake earlier with my daughter. Giuseppe Trito. I need to remember the name. It's brand new. I first heard it yesterday. Trito. T-R-I-T-T-O. Giuseppe Trito. Giuseppe is Italian for Joseph. So he sometimes goes by the name in his publications for world publication. Joseph Trito. And this guy is a hero. He is doing the right thing. And I'll read you a little bit of his bio, then I'll read you stuff from his latest book. It's not yet in English, as far as I know. If you know of an English edition, let me know immediately. Right now it's in Italian. It's the number one seller in medicine in Italy. It was published August 4th. The title of the book, let me find it here, is where is the title here? In Italian, Cina COVID-19, La chimera che l'ha cambiato il mondo. Now, hey, if any of you fluent Italian speakers out there, feel free to correct me on this. I sang a bunch of Italian when I sang opera. In fact, the opera I did most notably in was La Traviata by Joe Green. Wait a minute. That doesn't sound like an Italian name. Joe Green. That was a joke in the opera world, singing world. They said, well, what's in your repertoire? Who do you sing? I said, well, you would say, oh, I sing a bunch of Joe Green. Of course, Joe Green is the English version of Giuseppe Verdi. And so Joe Trito, and it's Cina, which means China in Italian, COVID-19, La Chimera, the chimera, La Chimera, che l'ha cambiato, that has changed, cambiato, has changed il mondo, the world. Now, this word chimera is very important in that title. And he also, very importantly, he doesn't call it COVID-19. He calls it, just as President Trump does, the China virus. And anyway, let me read you the article. Let me jump right into this. You're going to love this. It's going to make your weekend. You're going to be happy. You know, I loved to hear Laura Trump, Eric's wife, pronounce Kamala Harris's name, Kamala. I love that, Kamala Harris. The same way that the the wrestling champion, the Ugandan savage, was what he called himself, Kamala Harris. That's how he pronounced his name, Kamala Harris. But Laura Trump was pronouncing it Kamala. Everybody's pronouncing it. You hear Kamala more than you hear Kamala. And I like that. I like that that could be an issue, a point of irritation for the left-wing pukes, is how to pronounce Kamala Harris's name. I'm just going to keep saying Kamala Harris, partly because it sounds more like camel, which is the animal I would most closely associate with Kamala Harris. All right, here it is. I've got an article by Michael Shaw and one by Bernardo Cervalera. And I think I have another one by Stephen Mosher. I'll look for that one. But here it is. This is from Health News Digest, Dateline August 16th. In the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic, a number of origin stories were proffered. The most frequent version involved the so-called wet market, the Hunan seafood wholesale market in Wuhan, China. Barely mentioned in those accounts was the existence of two nearby major virus laboratories. One is the Institute of Virology, 8 miles from the wet market. The other is the Wuhan Center for Disease Control and Prevention, 306 yards from the market. Often forgotten is a study from China published in January that identifies one-third of the COVID patients. Well, I'm going to interrupt myself there because this is too much of a preamble. Let me go down here. I want to get to Joseph Trito. What if the accidentally released virus was not natural at all? This is what you're being asked to consider. Not natural, but was man-made, a chimera, if you will. A man-made virus is called chimera. While such assertions have been made before, they were mocked as conspiracy theories by the gelded scientific establishment. That would be right to call Anthony Fauci a gelding. I think it'll be quite accurate. But on August 4th, a book was published, so far only in Italian, entitled China COVID-19, La Chimera che l'ha cambiato il mondo. China COVID-19, the chimera that changed the world. The author is Professor Giuseppe Trito. Not only is he an internationally known expert in biotechnology and nanotechnology, who has had a stellar academic career, but he is also the president, of the World Academy of Biomedical Sciences and Technologies, which is the acronym is WABT, an institution founded under the aegis of UNESCO in 1997. Trito meticulously documents the process whereby an effort to develop a SARS vaccine using the technique of reverse genetics, I know this will sound a little technical, but you want to pay attention to this, took a dark turn. Reverse genetics is used to create viral strains that have reduced pathogenicity, but to which the immune system responds by creating antibodies against the virus. Only reverse genetics can also be used to create viral strains that have increased pathogenicity. And that is exactly what was encouraged once the Chinese military got involved. As a bonus, genomes from HIV were added to the new virus to make it even more nasty. And now he's going to quote Stephen Mosher. As reviewer Stephen Mosher puts it, Trito, in his book, his new book, which we're going to be reading on this show in English, I'm going to get my hands on it as soon as it's available. I may just buy the Italian edition, which is only 20 euros. I can read Italian fairly well and can make do with a translator for the rest. Trudeau connects the dots, linking the Wuhan lab to France and the United States, showing how both countries provided financial and scientific help to the Chinese as they began to conduct ever more dangerous bioengineering experiments. Now, by the way, we'll get to this later. The French built the Wuhan Level 4 laboratory, the most dangerous kind. Although neither American nor French virologists are responsible for the end result, a highly infectious coronavirus and a global pandemic. Now, I'm not going to be so easy to go there. I think very definitely French and American scientists are directly involved. And a global pandemic, their early involvement, we know they're involved in this laboratory, may explain why so many insist that the chimera must have come from nature. You see, they're insisting it came from the bats and the salamanders and the whatever, but they're saying it's from bats in this Chinese meat market. Trudeau knocks that right out of the box. The last thing they want to admit is that they might have had a hand in it. Now, this is the good news, folks. This is what Donald Trump, this needs to get to Peter Navarro. That's an Italian name, isn't it? Peter Navarro, Donald Trump's top advisor on China. China. Peter Navarro needs to get his hands on this Italian and then the English editions and get it through to Donald Trump and then start pounding on it. In fact, I hope he starts pounding on it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of the Republican convention. And if all this weren't bad enough, the article continues, Trudeau also contends, quote, given the many, this is a quote from his book, given the many mutations of SARS-CoV-2, it is extremely unlikely that a single vaccine that blocks the virus will be found. At the moment, 11 different strains have been identified, the A2A genetic line, which developed in Europe, and the B1 genetic line, which took root in North America, are more contagious than the O strain originating in Wuhan. I, he says, this is Trudeau, believe that at the most, a multivalent vaccine can be found effective on 4 to 5 strains and thus able to cover 70 to 75% of the world's population. Then, now here's the concluding paragraph of this article. I hope you're taking this in. Mosier, Stephen Mosier, who's written some great stuff, concludes, in other words, by withholding from the world the original genetic code of the China virus that it created, that's the new fact here, folks, it created, not that it let escape from a bat, no, it created it. Can you say act of war? Can you say act of war worse than Pearl Harbor? That it created. The Chinese Communist Party is ensuring that no completely effective vaccine will ever be developed by the West. And then the article concludes, it makes you wonder about those politicians, and there are many who persist in kowtowing to China. And I think I like that. Kowtow. I got to look that up. I'll bet you kowtow has an origin in Chinese culture. Sounds like it. We'll be right back with more of this amazing story about Joseph Trudeau.
And everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Hey, and you know one thing I don't want to do? I don't want to kowtow. And I looked it up during the break. It is from Chinese custom and language, kowtow. First seen in use in English in 1795 to 1805, that era, that decade. Kowtow comes from a Chinese K-O-U, which can be transliterated K-O-U-T-O-U, kowtow. And translated from the Chinese, it means knock head, or implied one's head, to knock one's head. Kow, knock, tow, head. And it means to touch the forehead to the ground while kneeling. Hey, we don't kneel. As an act of worship, not to read Chinese, reverence, apology, etc., especially in Chinese custom. To act in an obsequious manner to show servile deference. So there you go. It can be a noun. The act of kowtowing is a noun and verb used without an object, an intransitive verb. So there you go. Let's go back to the article. And now, folks, this gets good. This gets very juicy. We're learning that this virus, which has swept the world, killed a lot of people. Not as many as they tell you, but it's killed a lot of people. and it's wrecked the world's economy, which will kill even more, many more people actually killed by the wrecking of the world economy. This is an act of war of Red China, the Chinese Communist Party, against your country and against you. It's also an act of war against the whole world, but we're most particularly concerned with it from our point of view. This is an act of war, an egregious act of war. Now, but it gets even juicier, the engineer was pointing out to me during the break. There are a lot of American fingerprints on the Wuhan lab. A lot of American money conveyed by who? Our favorite guy, Tony Fauci. Hey, let's stay in that Italian mode there, Tony. I'll bet you can read Dr. Trudeau's book in the Italian. I'll bet you don't want to. I'll bet you already have. And I can't wait till they get Fauci back on a TV screen and some reporter who, one of the rare kind that has balls, asked Fauci, have you read Trudeau? 272 pages of Trudeau. So, American fingerprints, Fauci, Obama, money going to the Wuhan lab. We learn, I'm going to read you another article that points out the Wuhan lab was built by French virologists. So we, Westerners, built the lab, we paid for the lab, and we gave the damn Chinese all of our technology in virology so that they could do what they otherwise could never have done. Hey, isn't that smart? Bill Clinton, you're such a genius, you puke. Oh, yes, if we give everything away to the Red Chinese, that will calm them down. That will turn them into Westerners. They'll be our friends, and we can all sing Kumbaya together and go under the limbo stick. Wrong, Bill. Wrong, Barack. La 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 la. You think Hillary or Bill could make it under a limbo stick? I don't think so. I think Barack looks, you know, trim enough. I think he could make it under the limbo stick. Biden, forget about it. As they say in New Jersey and Delaware. So let's go to another article here. So this gets very good. We got the Chinese nailed. We got Fauci and the Obama administration nailed. So here's the challenge in the next, how many days is it, folks? Around 70 days. We have somehow, through the media blockade, through the total blackout, we have got to somehow get the message out to hundreds of millions of Americans. The Chinese gave you this damn virus. They did it intentionally. It's a bioweapon. They lied. Once they did it to us, they then lied about it. They are still lying about it. It is an act of war. I think all trade with China should be cut off immediately. All trade of any kind. Now, I know I'm speaking in wild terms, but I want to, let's put it this way. Such an action would be justified. Morally, practically, it would be justified to tell China, the Red Chinese Communist Party, you go to hell, you and the horse you rode in on, take your stupid Chinese merchandise and shove it. Not allowed in the U.S. Made in China. It will become illegal for something to say made in China on an American shelf. I'd like to see that day. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are those Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, we're back, folks. Let's see, where was we? This book, China COVID-19. Let me find the title again here. I'm not finding it on Amazon. No mention of Joseph Trito. No mention of his book. It is in Italian. I don't know whether Jeff Bezos carries Italian books. I think he probably does. I'll look one or two up and see. The publisher in Italy is a major publishing house. I'll look it up for you in a moment. But now let's go to another article. This one is from AsiaNews.it, meaning it's devoted to things Italian, I would assume. And anyway, Asia News. Professor Trito, COVID-19, here's the headline, Dateline August 4th, was created in the Wuhan laboratory and is now in the hands of the Chinese military. And here's a picture here, I believe, who's the Chinese general who is now seized control or has replaced the civilian, if there is such a thing in China, the civilian former head of the laboratory who has, as we'll find out, disappeared. Funny thing. But anyway, this lady, this is a lady general with one star on her epaulette there. And she looks like you would not want to be in a torture room with this lady. The book China COVID-19, La Chimera che l'ha cambiato il mondo, from Edizioni Cantagalli. It's a major publisher in Italy. Edizioni Cantagalli, published in Siena. 272 pages, cost 20 euros, by scientist Joseph Trito, was released today. China conducted bioengineering experiments with French and U.S. financial and scientific help. The work was meant to develop vaccines, gradually morphing into military research. The Wuhan lab is now run by China's People's Liberation Army under General Chen Wei. General Chen Wei running it for you. Yes, nice lady. She liked to kill you. An expert in biochemical weapons and bioterrorism. Ah, that's what she should be called, isn't it? A bioterrorist. Vaccines are a commercial venture. A commercial venture. Getting China to sign the Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention is one objective. So this is the Bill Clinton school, the Tony Fauci school. We're all gonna make nice kumbaya. We'll kowtow to the Chinese. We'll knock heads. Well, they kind of got that wrong. They have knocked some heads together. Here's the article. COVID-19, which is killing and infecting people all over the world, is not a naturally occurring virus. Instead, it was created in Wuhan in a level 4 biosafety laboratory. Not only Chinese, but French and U.S. scientists contributed to the production of this chimera, an organism created in a lab. Now, folks, just let that sink in. Just let that sink in. If we can get this information out, Donald Trump's reelection is assured. The American people get this. Remember, Joe Biden. China's going to eat our lunch? Come on, man. Come on, man. Biden telling us how nice the Chinese are and how wonderful our relationship with China and our trade with China is. Remember, this is the same Joe Biden who went over in Air Force One with Hunter Biden, who came back $1.5 billion richer. Go, Joe. And Joe Biden claims to not know what Hunter did with the money or what Hunter's responsibilities are as a board of directors member of the Chinese company that provided him with this money. Until a few months ago, such an idea would have been labeled a conspiracy theory, contemptuously dismissed by people who believed in China's innocence, treated as absurd by several scholars who defended the innocence of science. So yeah, all scientists you see are, oh, they're such nice guys. Now, this thesis is presented, this is a Trito's thesis, is presented with extensive documentation, dates, facts, and names by an internationally renowned scientist, Professor Joseph Trito, president of the Paris-based World Academy of Biomedical Sciences and Technologies, WABT, a non-governmental institution founded in 1997 under the auspices of UNESCO. Professor Trito, 68 years old, I like that. He's up there in the years, so he's not so easy to blackmail anymore. His career, he's done what he's going to do. He's achieved what he's going to achieve, and now he's free. I've said this about us older folks. Donald Trump illustrates this. He's free to swing for the fences. He's not some young whippersnapper who's trying to kowtow to the establishment to get a career track going. Doesn't need political correctness. Professor Trito, 68, is the author of China COVID-19, La Chimera que la ha cambiato il mondo, The Chimera That Changed the World, a book that was released today by Edizioni Cantagalli. It is in its 272 pages, which can be read like a thriller. Professor Trito explains the origins of the virus with precision and scientific resolve, starting from the Chinese attempt to study vaccines against SARS. Remember, they started SARS up in China, too, a few years ago. Inserting genomes from HIV into organisms, which makes them more aggressive. Adding elements of coronavirus discovered in horseshoe bats using a method called reverse genetics system 2, which we taught them. Not we, pukes like Tony Fauci and Debbie Birx. Professor Shi Zheng Li, L-I, head of the Wuhan laboratory, was the leading figure in these genetic engineering experiments. But the lab received help from the French government and the Pasteur, as in Louis, Pasteur Institute, from which the Chinese learned how to use HIV genomes. So this kind of illustrates Lenin's precept. The capitalists will compete with each other to sell us the rope with which we hang them. Some U.S. scientists also helped, including Professor Ralph S. Barrick, B-A-R-I-C, of the University of North Carolina, with funds from the United States Agency for International Development. U.S. scientists were interested in studying coronaviruses. Now get this, another important piece of the puzzle. Which study was prohibited in the U.S. until 2017 due to their dangerousness? So Fauci, Birx, and the others, what did they do? They moved their bioweapon research offshore, just as they moved all our manufacturing offshore. And one of the reasons to move it offshore, same as the reason for moving manufacturing offshore, you don't have to comply with health regulations. You don't have to comply with financial audit regulations. Chinese stocks are listed on the stock exchange with no audit. American companies have to be audited. Professor Trito has a respectable curriculum. He is a doctor in urology, andrology, infertility microsurgery, and a professor in microtechnology and nanotechnology in the United Kingdom and India. He is a visiting professor and director of nanomedicine at Amity University in New Delhi, India. For this very reason, he could closely vet the research done in Wuhan. In his view, the latter, that is, this research, began as a way to fight disease, but gradually turned into a bioengineering studies to build lethal biological weapons. No wonder Fauci's been so quiet about Wuhan. What do you know about Wuhan, Tony? How many times, you know, he was under oath in front of a House committee. Wow, somebody should have said, have you ever been to the Wuhan lab? Somebody said, who do you know? What do you know? Have you ever sent money to the Wuhan lab? I don't think anybody asked him those questions. He was under oath. He couldn't have said, I forget. Missed opportunity. It is no coincidence that in the past 5 years, the Wuhan lab received the largest portion of China's funding for virologic research, turning it into an advanced research center under the direct control of the Chinese Academy of Sciences and the Chinese government. According to Professor Trito, Professor Xi Zhengli, okay, let me read down. After the laboratory run by Sheng Li, who's disappeared, by the way, came into the spotlight because of the pandemic, People's Liberation Army Major General Chen Wei, this is the chick that was pictured or that I've described, an expert in biochemical weapons and bioterrorism, that's what she is, was appointed head of the Wuhan Institute of Virology, working with a team that includes Zhang Nanshan, a famous pulmonologist with long experience in infectious lung diseases. In effect, the Wuhan Institute of Virology was placed under the control of China's military. It's not in effect. It was placed under control, not in effect. No qualifier needed. Since then, nothing is known about Professor Xi Zhengli, who seems to have disappeared. Chinese professor disappear. Where she go? No one know. Chinese government lose track, I guess. Maybe she on vacation. Maybe she on Caribbean cruise. Who know? In Trito's book, scientists come out badly. Now all of this fawning over scientists. President Trump, you have to stop ignoring the scientists as if this is some holy priesthood. But in Trito's book, this scientist, Trito, beats the crap out of his fellow scientists. They're not a holy saintly order. Driven by the desire for knowledge, these scientists become eager for power, ambition, careerism, and money. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, even though they're scientists. Part of the book is devoted to vaccine research, in which institutes and labs compete against one another, not for the sake of medicine and to save millions of coronavirus patients, but only to be the first to sell vaccines around the world. China is well placed in this area. According to Professor Joseph Trito, Beijing has only released partial data and not made available the original genetic structure of the coronavirus. That's called the mother virus. I'm reading it here off the page. So these bastards have not released the key information needed by any actual scientist to try to come up with some kind of a either treatment or vaccine. Why? Because only with the original structure of the virus is it possible to produce a truly universal vaccine effective everywhere on Earth. In other words, the Chinese want to make that. We make it in China. General, make it in China. Major General, bioterrorist, we sell it to you. We make you sick, then we make you well. We control you, Yankee running dog. And you pay for it with your taxes. Over time, viruses mutate, and the vaccine produced by a mutated virus is effective only during a certain period of time and in certain areas. In other words, narrow commercial interests are the driving force, not love for science. Yet, lest we forget, and of course, that's speaking of the big pharma companies. That's their motive. But the Chinese, they're not in this for money. They're in this for power and to destroy Donald Trump. That's number one. Then this article talks about some Chinese who have disappeared. For instance, Dr. Ai Fen was Puzzled. Another is Dr. Li Wenliang, an ophthalmologist who was forced to keep quiet and then died of COVID-19, infected by one of his patients. Yeah, probably one of his patients being a member of the People's Liberation Army who massively infected him with a big shot of the virus. Nothing is currently known of Dr. Ai Fen, who is missing. So, Li Wenliang, dead, Ai Fen, missing, and the other lady, missing. We'll be right back.
It'll still last 10 years like they should. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Hey, we're back, folks. And hey, welcome to all you folks out there in TalkStream Live Land. We're glad to have you here listening in on our Sunday Trump Phenomenon Show on August 23rd, day before the Republican convention. Oh, I can't wait for this convention to start tomorrow. Donald Trump will speak every night. It'll be dynamic. It'll be electrifying. It'll be spectacular. It'll be everything that the demon rat dumpster fire was not. And boy, you know, problem we have, of course, is I like the way people talk about COVID-19 as Joe Biden's running mate. I think that's very apt. Joe Biden really needs COVID-19. He really, you know, we said it on this show months ago. We said the left loves their lockdown. Joe Biden has said, I'm going to mask the whole country, mandatory masking. He says, I would shut the country down. If that would help, I would shut the country down if it would protect people's health. So he loves the lockdown, because what does a lockdown represent? Lockdown is, what is that? What are you talking about? If somebody can lock you down, lock your church, lock your business, lock you, lock your school, lock your children, what is that called? Let's see. Tyranny? Power? Dictatorship? It's exactly what that's called. And that's what the Demon Rat Party is all about. So with this emergency of this nasty plague, they've found the back door for everything. Get rid of gun control, get rid of the First Amendment, get rid of all the freedoms, freedom to travel, freedom to associate. What is social distancing? That's the abolition of freedom of association, which means not distancing. I love those shows where Kamala and Joe are on stage, both of them wearing masks until the last moment when they're going to open their mouth. I like them better with the mask on in their case. They're like 40 feet apart. I think some of those stages even further apart. What do they call that? Virtue signaling? I'm not 6 feet apart. I'm not 16 feet apart. I'm 60 feet apart. I'm better than you. I've got my mask. I'm way far away from everybody else. I love Joe Biden's acceptance speech at the Demon Rat Convention, which was delivered to people sitting in their cars outdoors. What a hoot. Hey, come on back for the next segment of our show. We'll see you in a bit.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.